You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We are currently moving into the Green Desk, where producer Jack Marshall looks into climate change and plants and how the little guys are faring with the high levels of CO2 in the atmosphere. As ever, a great introduction. Here's Jack Marshall to take it away.
Hello? If you can hear me, I'm sending this message from the year 2038 to tell you one thing. Lily was right.
Want a better future for the planet? Then listen up. This is the Green Desk with Lily Peacock, thanks to the Monaco Beautification Charitable Trust.
Now, broadly speaking, plants can be split into two main categories when processing carbon. There's the C3 group, which is the things like rice, wheat, trees, and then there's the C4 group, which is mainly grasses, including corn and sugarcane. It was thought that the C3 category were the most sensitive to carbon dioxide levels and would grow faster with the high levels of CO2. But a new 20-year study suggests that this is only in the short term. After 12 years, the patterns actually reverse, with the C4 group, which is the grasses, ramping up their growth. I spoke with Paul Newton from Ag Research down in Palmerston North about what this study means. So I started off by asking him, what happens to plants when they are exposed to high levels of carbon dioxide?
Well, almost immediately, they will increase their rate of photosynthesis. That means the rate at which they fix carbon, and all other things being equal, you would expect them, therefore, to grow more, to grow bigger. But what happens over time is that these plants are fixing more carbon, put more carbon in the soil. It starts to change processes in the soil that determine how much nutrients come back to the plants. So you get these feedbacks that start to occur over different time periods. And what you see in this paper in Science is that if you look long enough, over 20 years in this case, there are long-term feedbacks that are unexpected from that first impact of CO2 on photosynthesis.
And I was wondering, do you know why this research actually kind of started? Because this was 20 years ago. Was this kind of something they were looking for? Or?
So probably in the late 1980s, that we became aware that the increasing concentration of CO2 in the atmosphere, while it was likely to operate as a greenhouse gas and affect temperatures and climate, was also going to have an effect on, direct effect on ecosystems. We know that people use carbon dioxide as a fertilizer in greenhouses, for example. So there was an expectation that this increase in carbon dioxide in the atmosphere would have an effect on pastures, forests, all crops, all ecosystems. And that's when research started. And we started doing research about that time in New Zealand as well. It's quite difficult to do experiments with carbon dioxide outside because you put the CO2 into the atmosphere to enrich it and it just blows away.
What actually happens, because the research has kind of shown with the C3 group that it slows down after the kind of 12 years. So what's actually causing the slowdown in the carbon?
Well, the first thing to say is it's unexpected that the C3 plants would not respond to CO2. It's something we're seeing in a number of experiments, including our own work here. We have a 20-year experiment as well on pasture. And it's a very good question, and it's the most pressing question in this area of research at the moment. It looks like it's something to do with nutrient supply from the soil. It's no good just having a lot of carbon dioxide that plants can fix in photosynthesis. You also need other things for plants to grow effectively, particularly nitrogen. So that looks like the most promising explanation.
So there's kind of too much carbon coming in and kind of...
There's not enough of it. So you will always be limited by the resource that's not available. If there's plenty of carbon dioxide but not enough nitrogen, you're not going to get a response to the carbon dioxide.
And this research as well, it was saying that as this one group slows down, it seems that another group, the C4, is kind of ramping up, which is your grasses and kind of sugarcane and things like that. Is it ramping up as fast as the others are slowing down, or is it more of a kind of gradual, incremental upgrade?
Well, this seemed to happen over about in the 10 to 15 year period in this experiment. This is very new finding. I think the author of the study said there wouldn't be a scientist in the world who would have predicted this when they started. We would have expected that the C3 plants would respond to CO2 and the C4 plants wouldn't. And the reason the C4 plants wouldn't is because they already evolved at a period of low CO2, and they're very efficient at using the CO2. So there isn't as much room there for them to have a big response. So this is a new finding, and it remains to be seen how widely this is expressed in other ecosystems.
So it's potentially good news for sugarcane and corn growers.
Yes, it's but the majority of the crops in the world are C3, so wheat, rice, potatoes, and some of the worst weeds. When they rank the worst weeds in the world, I think 14 of the top 18 are C4 plants. So there are some negatives here.
That was The Green Desk on 95 BFM. Tihe Modi Order.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.